Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldhar, and today Masechta Sukkah Daf Mem Hey, the fourth parak Luv VaRava. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states regarding the Aravos in the base of Migdash, that after the Aravos were gathered from Motza, Ubayin Vezokin Osam Betzidi HaMizbeach, the Kohanim would come and stand them up at the sides of the Mizbeach, Rashen Kufin Al Gabi HaMizbeach, and their tips would be bent over the top of the Mizbeach. It was taught in a Braisa, Rabos Varuchus Gvos Achadasar Amma. The Aravos were many and long, and they were cut to stand 11 Amos high, Kadeshu Gokos Al Mizbeach Amma, so that they would be leaning over the Mizbeach and Amma. Maremar said in the Marzutra that we learned from this Braisa that they were placed upon the Yesod, the base of the Mizbeach. For if they were placed on the ground, they would touch the roof, given that the Mizbeach is 9 amas high and has two protrusions of an ami each for the Yesod and the Sovev. To accommodate the two protrusions, it would be necessary to place the Aravos against the Mizbeach at an angle. If the tips then extend an amma inward over the Mizbeach, they will surely touch the roof. Point number two, Rabbi Abbahu taught that the source which teaches that the Aravos must rise above the Mizbeach is the Pasuk, Isru Chabavosim Ad Karnos HaMizbeach. Circle the Mizbeach on the Chag with Arava branches that reach the horns of the Mizbeach. We see from this Pasuk that the branches must reach the Mizbeach's horns. It follows that since the Kranos rise above the roof of the Mizbeach, the Aravos too must reach above its roof. Rabbi Yirmiyah said in the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, and Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon HaMachuzi, who said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan Makosi, Ko ha'osa isru achag b'achil oshtia malav akasav kigu banam izbeach v'hikribu lav carbon. Whoever joins the chag to eating and drinking, the pasuk regards him as if he built a mizbeach and brought a carbon on it, as it stated, isru chag babosim ad karnos ha'mizbeach. Join the chag to consumption of fattened beasts, it is as blood to the horns of the mizbeach. Rashi says that the word ba'avosim derives from the word of, meaning thick. There are some that say that the pasuk is referring to the day after the chag, known as Isrucha. And point number three was said in the name of Rishon Bar Yochai, Re'isi b'nei aliyah v'en mu'atin. I have seen the people the highest level, and they are few. If there are 1,000, I and my son are among them. If there are 100, I and my son are among them. If there are 2, they are myself and my son. Gemara asks, if there are so few at the highest level, given that Rava had said that there are 18,000 rows of tzaddikim standing before Kadosh Baruch Hu, and answers that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was referring to those demistakli ba'aspaklaria ha'meira, that viewed the Shekhinah through a clear screen, whereas Rava's statement was referring to those that do not. The more questions if there are so few that can see through a clear screen, given a by statement that there are no less than lamed vav tzaddikim, 36 tzaddikim that receive the Shekhinah every day. As it says in the Pasuk, Ashrei ko chochei lo, praiseworthy are those who await him. Lo is the gematria of 36. The more answers that Abai is referring to those that enter with permission, whereas Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was referring to those who may enter without permission. So once again, the three points are, number one, the next Mishnah states regarding the Aravos in the base of Migdash, that after the Aravos were gathered from Motza, Ubayin Zokin Osam Betzidi HaMizbeach, the Kohanim would come and stand them up at the sides of the Mizbeach, Brashen Kfufin Al Gabi HaMizbeach, and their tips would be bent over the top of the Mizbeach. It was taught in a Braisa, Rabos Valruchus Gvos Achadasar Amma. The Aravos were many and long, and they were cut to stand 11 amos high, Kedishu Gokos al Mizbeach Amma, so that they would be leaning over the Mizbeach and Amma. Maremar said in the Nimar Zutra that we learned from this Braisa that they were placed upon the Yesod, the base of the Mizbeach. For if they're placed on the ground, they would touch the roof, given that the Mizbeach is 9 amos high and has two protrusions of an Ami each for the Yesod and the Sovev. To accommodate the two protrusions, it would be necessary to place the Aravos against the Mizbeach at an angle. If the tips then extend an amma inward over the Mizbeach, they will surely touch the roof. Point number two, Rabbi Abbahu taught that the source which teaches that the Aravos must rise above the Mizbeach is the Pasuk Isru Chabavosim Ad Karnos HaMizbeach. Circle the Mizbeach on the Chag with Arava branches that reach to the horns of the Mizbeach. We see from this Pasuk that the branches must reach the Mizbeach's horns. It follows that since the Kranos rise above the roof of the Mizbeach, the Aravos too must reach above its roof. Rabbi Yirmiyah said in the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, and Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon HaMachuzi, who said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan HaMakosi, Ko ha'osi isru l'chag b'achil ushtia, mal v'kasav ki ubanam mizbeach hikri v'lav carbon. Whoever joins the chag to eating and drinking, the pasuk regards him as if he built a mizbeach and brought a carbon on it, as it stated, isru chag b'avosim ad karnos ha'mizbeach. Join the chag to consumption of fattened beasts, it is as blood to the horns of the mizbeach. Rashi says that the word b'avosim derives from the word of, meaning thick. There are some that say that the pasuk is referring to the day after the chag, known as Isru Chag. And point number three was said in the name of Shimon bar Yochai, Re'isi b'nei aliyah v'hen mu'atin. I have seen the people of the highest level, and they are few. If there are 1,000, I and my son are among them. If there are 100, I and my son are among them. If there are 2, they are myself and my son. Then we're asked if there are so few at the highest level, given that Rava had said that there are 18,000 rows of tzaddikim before Kosh Baruch Hu. And answers that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is referring to those that view the Shekhinah through a clear screen, whereas Rava's statement was referring to those that do not. The more questions that there are so few that can see through a clear screen, given a by statement that there are no less than Lamed Vav Tzaddikim, 36 Tzaddikim that receive the Shekhinah every day. As it says in the Pasuk, Ashrei Kochochilo, praiseworthy are all who await him. Glow is the gematria of 36. The Gemara answers that Abai is referring to those that enter with permission, whereas Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is referring to those who may enter without permission. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Mem Hey, and our standard simmon is monopoly, ma-napoli, ma-mem-hey, napoli, monopoly. So here goes. The festive monopoly board that featured 11 Amma Aravos placed around it was brought out only on Isru Chag for the 36 best-behaved children to play with in turns. Once again, in slow motion. The festive monopoly board, monopoly, that must be Ron Daf Mem Hey, ma, monopoly. The festive monopoly board that featured 11 Amma Aravos placed around it, which reminds us that 11 Amma Aravos were brought and stood up around the Mizbeach, so they would be leaning over the Mizbeach and Amma. This implies that they're placed on the Yesod of the Mizbeach, because if they're placed on the ground, they would need to incline 2 Amos, given that the Mizbeach was 9 Amos high and had 2 protrusions of an Amma each for the Yesod and the Sobu, which would mean the Aravos would surely touch the roof of the Mizbeach. So the festive monopoly board that featured 11 Amma Aravos placed around it was brought out only on Isru Chag, which reminds Rabbi Abba who taught that the source which teaches that the Aravos must rise above the Mizbech is the Pasuk Isru Chag Ba'avosim Ad Karnos HaMizbech. We also learn from that Pasuk, Kol Ose Isru Chag Ba'achil Oshtia Ma'al Ba'kaz V'kilu Ban Mizbech V'hikru of Karban. Whoever joins the Chag to eating and drinking, the Pasuk regards him as if he built HaMizbech and brought a Karban on it. Some say this refers to Isru Chag. So the festive monopoly board that featured 11 Amma Aravos placed around it was brought out only on Isru Chag for the 36 best-behaved children to play with in turns. Which reminds us, when Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, Re'isi b'nei aliyah v'hen mu'atin, I've seen the people of the highest level and they are few, he was referring to those, the mistakli b'aspaklari ha-me'ira, that view the Shekhinah through a clear screen, as opposed to the 18,000 rows of tzaddikim standing before Kodesh Baruch Hu, who do not, and even the lamed vav tzaddikim that receive the Shekhinah every day, who do see through aspaklari ha-me'ira, they need to enter with permission, whereas Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is referring to those who may enter without permission. So once again, the festive monopoly board that featured 11 Amma Aravos placed around it was brought out only on Isru Chag for the 36 best-behaved children to play with in turns. All right, now it's time for a 4-blot back Chazorah. Daf Memov. So the Simmer Daf Memov is a grandma. So here goes. The grandma, that must be one Daf Memov. The grandma who loved to seek out ways to do a Zechel HaMikdash proudly benched Luv for 7 days straight, which reminds us the next Mishnah states, Barishona Yeluv Nito B'Mikdash Shiva. Originally in the days of the base of Mikdash, Luv was taking the temple all 7 days of Sukkot and the provinces on only one day being the first day. When the base of Mikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai institute that will be taken in the provinces all 7 days of Sukkot, Zechel HaMikdash, as a remembrance of the base of Mikdash. The Gemara asked for the source that were been to make a Zechel HaMikdash, and Rabbi Yochanan said that states in Yirmiyahu, Tzion hi Dorish Einla, saying, she is Tzion, there is none who seek her. From the words Dorish Einla, there is none who seek her, Makal the boy Drisha, it's implied that she requires seeking. Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai determined that the way to fulfill this is through performing the mitzvah of the way it was done in the base of Mikdash. So the grandma who left to seek out ways to do a Zechel HaMikdash proudly benched Luv for 7 days straight and gave her special Chadash Bowl as a gift to friends to be used after the 16th, which reminds us. The Mishnah say that Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai also institute Shi Yom Hanef Kula Asur, that the entire day of waving, referring to the wave of the Omer, should be forbidden for eating from Chadash, the new crop of grain. While she explains that when the Omer is brought, Chadash is only permitted afterwards, but when there's no base in Mikdash and Omer offering, it's permitted immediately upon daybreak of the 16th. The Gemara teaches that we're not from Yochanan and Zakkai's institution. In the time when there will be a base in Mikdash, people will think that it's permitted at daybreak since the previous year it was permitted then. The Gemara seeks to clarify the day Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai was concerned that the temple would be rebuilt and concludes that the case is when the temple was rebuilt the night of the 16th or just before Shkia on the 15th, which might cause a delay for it to be brought on the 16th. Rashi clarifies that even though the temple is not permitted to be rebuilt at night or on Yantiv, the restrictions only apply to human construction. However, by Shlish will miraculously descend intact from Shemaim, as it says in the Pasuk, Mikdash Hashem konnu yadecha, the Mikdash, my master, that your hand established. So the grandma, who have to seek out ways to do a Zecher Mikdash, proudly benched wood for 7 days straight and gave her special Chadish bowl as a gift to friends to be used after the 16th, on condition they return it. Which reminds us, a brice was brought that states that a prisoner cannot fulfill his chiyuv of luv on the first day of Yantiv with his friend's luv, elim kenasna luv matana, unless the latter gave it to him as a gift, and brings an instant where Ben Gamliel was traveling in a boat with other rabban, gave his luv worth 1,000 zuz to the other rabban to use, each one gifting the luv to the next one, and then Rabbi Akiva, who used the last, returned it. The Tanna is coming to teach that matana amanas lachzir shma matana, a gift granted on condition to be returned is legally considered a gift. Rava taught that if one did not return the luv afterwards, he has not fulfilled his chiyuv. Since he didn't fulfill the condition, it's clarified retroactively that the gift was void, and then he used a stolen luv. Daf Mem Beis. So the Simmer Daf Mem Beis is a mobster. So here goes. The mobster, that must be one Daf Mem Beis. The mobster was poked by the man who inadvertently carried his luv upside down as he walked into Jerusalem Rabbim, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi said that if the first day of Sukkot falls on Shabbos and one inadvertently carried his luv into Jerusalem Rabbim, he's not chayv achatas because he carried it out with permission to do a mitzvah. Rashi explains that he was preoccupied in doing a mitzvah, thinking about it and rushing to do it, and Rabbi Yossi holds a Torah b'dvar mitzvah is pater. Abai said the Mishnah refers only to where he's not yet fulfilled his chiyuv of luv at the time he carries it out, but if he had, he would be chayv. Abai said this would be in a case where one inverted it, meaning he picked up the luv upside down. Rava said you may even say where he did not invert it, rather it would be where he carried it out in a kli. And even though Rava is the one who holds l'kicha yedei davar akir shema l'kicha, that's only when it's derech kavod, not derech bezayon, in a disrespectful way. So the mobster was poked by the man who inadvertently carried his luv upside down. As he walked into Rishus HaRabim, got poked again by kids passing by, who were shaking their lulavim while singing towards Sivulana Moshe, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, a child who knows how to wave the lulav is chayv in the mitzvah. In addition, the Brisa taught that if the child knows how to wrap himself, he's chayv in tzitzis. If he knows how to guard the kedusha of tefillin properly, his father buys tefillin for him. And if he knows how to talk, his father teaches him Torah and Kriya Shema. The Gemara asks, what is meant here by Torah? And Reb Hamnuna said, it means that the father teaches the child the pasuk of Torah Sivulana Moshe, Marasha Kios Yaakov. And Kriya Shema here means Pasuk Rishon, the first Pasuk. So the mobster was poked by the man who inadvertently carried his luv upside down as he walked into Shusha Rabim, got poked again by kids passing by, who were shaking their lulavim while singing towards Sivulana Moshe as they headed Dalet Amos towards the neighborhood Baki to learn the halachos. Which reminds us that we learned the chiyuv of luv is not docha Shabbos, it falls on the final 6 days of Sukkot. Then when asked why it should be forbidden to take a luv in the base of Mikdash, it's still to ba'amahu v'litchi Shabbos. The only concern is handling the luv, which is a muktzah prohibition, and since it doesn't involve a deraisa, let this mitzvah be docha Shabbos. Rabbi answered, gezer shem yitlana biyado v'yelech eitzo baki lumo. The rabban were gozer against taking a luv on Shabbos, lest one take it in his hand and go to an expert to learn the halachos v'yavi renu arba amos b'shus of rabim, and invernally will carry it dalet amos in b'shus of rabim. And the Gemara adds that this is the same reason against blowing the shofar on a Rosh Hashanah that falls on Shabbos, and for the decree against reading the Megillah on a Purim that falls on Shabbos. Daf Mem Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here goes. The Sukkot magazine. That must be more in Daf Mem Gimel. The Sukkot magazine found by a yid cutting a lulav off the tree on Shabbos, which reminds us, Rabbi Yezer holds that lulav a kol makshir of dochens and Shabbos. The mitzvah of lulav and all its preliminaries are dochens Shabbos based on the pasuk b'yom b'afil b'Shabbos. Makshir lulav include activities such as cutting the lulav from a tree or binding it with the other meaning. The rabban who prohibit makshir lulav on Shabbos learned from the pasuk b'yom that the mitzvah of lulav is only by day and not at night. So the Sukkot magazine found by a yid cutting a lulav off the tree on Shabbos featured a cover story on why Arabos are Docher Shabbos on the seventh day, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said the reason that the Arabos ceremony is done on the seventh day is Kedei Lefarsam Hashehim in the Torah, in order to publicize the fact that it's a Deraisa. There's not a Gezerah prohibiting it, lest one carry a Dalet Amos into Rishus Rabbim like there is for Luv, since Shulchei Basin bring the branches of the temple courtyard every Shabbos, and the mitzvah is then done by only the Kohanim, whereas Luv is given to everyone to do, and therefore there's a greater likelihood that one will inadvertently transgress. So the Sukkos magazine found by a Yid cutting a luv off the tree on Shabbos featured a cover story on why aravos are doker Shabbos on the seventh day, with a picture of Kohanim taking the aravos in hand and then placing them around the Mizbeach. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings machlokes regarding how the aravos ceremony is done. Rav Yosef holds the whole ceremony is done b'zekifa, by standing the aravos up around the Mizbeach. Abai holds that the ceremony first entails netila, taking the aravos in hand and circling the Mizbeach, which is then followed by Zekifa, standing the branches up around the Mizbeach. Abai brings a proof that it was first done with Netila based on the incident with the Baitosim. Daf Mem Dalet, so the Simmer Daf Mem Dalet is mud. So here goes. The Kohen Baal Mum with mud on his garments, mud? That must be more in Daf Mem Dalet. The Kohen Baal Mum with mud on his garments was dreaming of the day that he'd be able to take the aravos around the Mizbeach, which reminds us that it's a Malchus Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, whether Kohanim Baal Mum may enter the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach in order to fulfill the Chiyuv of a Rava, even though it's generally forbidden for them to do so the rest of the year. So the Kohen Baal Mum with mud on his garments was dreaming the day that he'd be able to take the Aravas around the Mizbeach, as he held the Aravas on the seventh day in a shul, according to the Minhag Nevim, which reminds us, it's a Malchus Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, whether the Aravas is a Yesod Nevim or a Minhag Nevim. Rashi explains that a Yesod Nevim means that it was enacted by the latter prophets, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, who instituted a number of rabbinic enactments during the time on the Anshei Knesset Gedolah. Minhag Nevim means that they merely institute the customary performance of the Arava ceremony. The nafkamina between them is that there's no bracha for Minhag Nevim, since the word Vitzivanu, who has commanded us, cannot be said. So the Kohen Baal Mum with mud on his garments was dreaming of the day that he'd be able to take the Aravas around the Mizbeach, as he held the Aravas on the seventh day in a shul, according to the Minhag Nevim, making sure not to take the Aravas in his lulav. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yami said that the Arava requires a minimum shear, and it may only be taken alone, and a prisoner cannot fulfill his chiv with the Arava that is in the luv. Rabbi Yami is coming to teach that even if the prisoner took the Arava in his luv once and then lifted it again, l'shem Arava, he would not be Yotze. But Rav Chisson, the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, disagrees and says that he would be Yotze. All right, that concludes today's shear. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.